Today, Netflix is launching a new show that may sound familiar.
So we have Tom Jackson from Dallas, Georgia.
Yes, we do.
Aged 57. Tom rents a small basement apartment.
Mm. A basement apartment at 57? That's a concern.
No, that's millennials are having a hard time.
That show is called Queer Eye. It's a reboot of the Bravo show Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, which debuted 15 years ago.
Fab Five, we got another long hair. Brian Butch Sheffel, a.k.a. Attila the Hood.
Mm-hmm. Check him out.
Gorgeous, dude.
Look at this lad. He's single. He weighs 210 pounds.
Oh, no one.
And he just lost 15 pounds.
Wow.
Good for him. Let's hear it.
While the premise of the new show largely remains the same, the cast is all new and for the first time features a black man and a Muslim man. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is here to talk about the remake. And Eric, the country is very different now than it was 15 years ago. There's marriage equality, for one thing. How does the reboot reflect those cultural changes?
Well, what's interesting about the reboot is I felt like the original was as much about breaking down stereotypes about the gay people through the experts and watching them interact as much as it was telling you the story of a straight person who was aided in their effort to sort of enrich their lives. And I think that the new version of the series is well aware that we've come a long way on those issues involving gay people and that they're much a much bigger part of mainstream culture than maybe they were when the show was originally on. So the focus is a lot more on the people that the experts are helping to find their own lives. And there's a wider diversity of those people. So one episode will focus on a 57-year-old guy who's steeped in Southern culture, but also is very open-minded and really desirous of having these gay men come into his life and teach him how to dress and teach him how to upgrade his apartment and teach him how to relate to the woman that he wants to, the ex-wife that he wants to woo back into his life. One of the most moving segments involves a young gay black man who isn't out to his stepmom and isn't out to a lot of the people that he works with. And, you know, the experts come in and they not only help him sort of upgrade his living quarters and upgrade his personal style, but they help him find the courage to come out to his stepmom. And so that's why the show isn't called Queer Eye for the Straight Guy anymore, because they are helping gay men as well. It touches the notes of the original show, but it also takes it to a new level.
Does this show feel as groundbreaking as the original version, especially in an era now with RuPaul's Drag Race out there on television as well?
Yeah, I have a feeling this won't feel as groundbreaking. But what, you know, what reboots are right now, a lot of reboots in television nowadays are not about breaking new ground. They're very much about evoking the spirit of the original and maybe, you know, taking a step forward into modern times. And I think that's what Queer Eye kind of does in an odd way. It has a new, younger cast of experts. The people that they're working with are more diverse. The show is based in and around Atlanta instead of New York City. And I think that also adds to the diversity of the people that they're dealing with and brings sort of a Southern tinge. And the episode where they counsel the young black man, that was a really affecting piece of television. There's an African-American expert in the group, and he was able to talk about his coming out story and, you know, how tough it is sometimes for the folks in black culture to accept that someone is gay. And the guy who's coming out is coming out to a stepmom who's Hispanic. And so you get a sense of how African-American culture and Hispanic culture deal with gay people. It's just an interesting way to bring that concept forward, but again, not in a way where the show is drastically reinvented or where they're really tinkering with the formula. It's just a gentle step forward into modern times.
And it sounds like, and Eric, I talk to you every week, I feel like I have a good sense of this with you now. It's either a watch or a don't watch. This one sounds like it's a watch.
I'd say it's a watch. You know, I think that people who buy into the original spirit of the first show will like this version. I will say, you know, the one thing that bothered me about the original version of the show, and it's something that's in the back of my brain with this one as well, is, you know, stamping gay men with this idea that gay men are the authority on fashion, they're the authority on fine foods, they're the authority on how to overcome inhibitions in your life. that felt like a weird concept to me when the show was originally on, and it feels even weirder in modern times. So that's the one part of the show where you may sort of be like, do we have to organize the show around this concept? Does their sexual orientation have to be a part of it? You do find, as the show progresses, that their sexual orientation is an important part of the show. But there is that one dynamic that does bother me a little bit. And I'm not sure what to do with that, because I like so much of the rest of the show that I'm sort of willing to overlook that little voice inside myself that's saying, you know, the core conceit of the show feels a little antiquated and a little stereotypical.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans talking with us about the reboot of Queer Eye, which dropped on Netflix today. Eric, thanks.
Always a pleasure.